We have a lot of birthdays. We're going to do them in order by date. There's a few special ones we got this morning. So listen as we do them by date. Today we have Dylan from the Kerlicki family. Tomorrow, July 17th, Natalie of Shaler, Ava of Cannonsburg, Carrie, Todd of Oakland, Megan from Dick and Judy in Butler, Franny of Springdale from Husband Ray, Gabrielle from your mom, Duncan of Highland Park from your mom and dad and little brother Vaughn, and Gabe Strickland. Gabe, you're getting up there. You're old. You're turning one of your dad's favorite numbers, I think, 33. Coming up on 33 and a third, if my ciphering is correct. Coming up on Monday, happy birthday to John Binley of Binley Hardware Company, Hannah of Gibsonia from Mom, Dad, and Joza. And we have Ross from the Furkett family. On the 18th, we also have Anthony from Grandma Linda and Grandpa Fred in Collier Township. Happy birthday to you, Anthony. Caitlin of Charlotte, North Carolina, from Mom, Dad, Tyler, and Mason. Dana Morton of Grove City. Hello, Dana. Happy birthday to you from all of us here. Happy birthday to Samuel of Swissvale from your family. Dana Darren says happy birthday, too. And Sousa of Munhall, also on July 18th. On July 19th, happy birthday to Michael of South Park from Susan and Pat. Peter of Highland Park from Lisa and kids Martin and Renee. Melissa from husband Bob, John from Philomena and family, Jordan of Beaver Falls from Mom, Dad, Caleb, and Asher, Nicholas from parents Angie and Michael and sister Alex. Ah, I see that Nicholas is also at that record speed age, if my math is correct. And Eric of Peters Township, happy birthday to you. On July 20th, we're going to start with Seth Joseph Korkowski. Happy birthday, Seth. Seth is 14 on July 20th in Pittsburgh with Mom Lisa and his brothers James, Jude, and sister Cora, along with Pap and Grandma, Granddad and Nana. Dad, Phil, is on his way back to Okinawa. The rest of the family returns to Okinawa in August. Here's hoping you have a great visit and happy birthday, Sess. 14 on July 20th. Also on the 20th, we have Frank of Munhall, Renee of Highland Park, Demetrius of Brighton Heights, Maureen of Point Breeze from Lou and Sam and Sarah, Melissa, and Ryan of Hampton. And on the 21st, it's Laura of Strabane, Patrick of Baden, Sky of Tarentum. On the 22nd, happy milestone birthday to Sandy Basinger of Boardman, Ohio, from Ricky and me and your whole family. On the 22nd, we have Noah from Mary Beth. Also, Devin of Fox Chapel from Mom and Dad. Lots and lots of birthdays. We love to celebrate them together. It's fun.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address And we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed individual employed by the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations, streaming services, smart speakers, and slbradio.org/radio.
I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go. Looking for a home in the heart of the country. I'm gonna move, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna tell everyone I know. Looking for a home in the heart of the country. Heart of the country where the holy people grow. Heart of the country, smell the grass in the meadow. Oh, 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 oh. I want a horse, I want a sheep, I want to give me a good night's sleep. Living in a home in the heart of the country. I'm gonna move, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna tell everyone I know. I'm living in a home in the heart of the country. Where the holy people grow. Heart of the country, smell the grass in the meadow.
Pizzarelli here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Last hour, we had a puzzle where we asked you to guess the word that comes before each of the words we gave you. We gave you oven and the word treat and door, and we were looking for the word Dutch. I just thought of a few more that we could have given you as clues. One is Boy, the brand of paint, Dutch Boy. And the other one is Masters, which I primarily know because I believe they sponsored Ernie Kovacs for his legendary television program, Dutch Masters, a cigar company. That was a lot of fun to play together. And we're going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. And our game coming up later this hour, Linguistic Linkages, has a similar flavor to our upfront puzzle. So we'll do that together, too.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Last week's Saturday Light Brigade segments featuring the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Savoyards, production of The Importance of Being Earnest, Carnegie Arts Walk, and singer-songwriter Luna are now available at neighborhoodvoices.org, along with thousands of other features from past programs and from SLB school workshops. Pudge also knew we were looking for Dutch. In our last segment, and I think I mentioned Charlie coming up with the correct answer, too. And Bonnie as well. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time for Guess Who? We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one person in mind, a woman, a man, somebody fictitious, somebody real. It could be somebody from history, sports, television, movies, theater, music. We think it's probably a name you have heard before. Are you ready up for this morning's initials? J-A. J as in Juniata and A as in Aspinwall. J-A. You may guess as many times as you would like to, and I'll try to keep you informed of the JAs that are guessed that are not the person we are looking for. To guess, simply write to us or call us. You can text or call us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888 SLB Radio, 1-888 SLB RADIO, or use instant input at slbradio.org/radio. Guess is already coming in. Here's Yvonne in Ohio with Julie Andrews, not her. Nick in New York City. John Adams, not him. Tom in McCandless has quite a few guesses. I'll read a few, share a few with you. Jason Alexander, Johnny Appleseed, and John Jacob Astor. I'll share a few more coming up, but I don't see the correct answer in the list you sent, Tom. Wow, there are so many guesses coming in right now. It's just amazing, and thank you for playing along with us. I'm always... always makes me feel wonderful to see how many guesses are coming in. And I guess I should acknowledge them because we've got a lot going on this morning. And there are a lot of people with the initials of J-A, 412-200-5975. Let's see if we have a correct answer. Annie and Matt came up with John Adams, Julie Andrews, and J.J. Abrams. None of those. Nick has Julie Andrews. Linda and Collier. Jane Alexander, John Quincy Adams, Jennifer Aniston, Julie Adams, Jessica Alba, and the right answer. Well done, Linda. We'll keep going, though. Oh, Mike and Mars has John Astin and Judd Apatow. Great, great guesses. Those are not correct. Aline has Julie Andrews. Angie has John Adams. John and Carrick, you got it too. Congratulations. Ariane, Anna Marie is in Cheswick. And Anna Marie guessed Jason Alexander, not him, but a great guest. Julie Andrews from Yvonne, John Adams from Nick. And here are the rest of Tom and McCandless's guests. John guesses John Adams, John Q. Adams. John Adams, the contemporary classical composer. John Adams, the environmental composer with musicians playing around the park. Jennifer Aniston, Julie Andrews, Jason Alexander, Gene Arthur, Johnny Appleseed, John Jacob Astor, John Arbuckle, Jay Apt, Jane Addams. None of those is who we're looking for. Here's Jim in Pleasant Gap. Oh, Jim, good guess. Julian Assange, but not him. John and Carrick has June Allison. Matt had a guess of John Arbuckle by way of Annie. Stu has John Anderson, who ran for president in 1980. I remember it well. It's not John Anderson. Ruth and Greenfield. Field. Good morning, Ruth. She guessed Jennifer Aniston, not Jennifer Aniston. And here's Caden. Caden came up with J.C. Ann. Who is J.C. Ann, you might be wondering? That's a name Caden came up with on his own. He invented J.C. Ann. I kind of like the name J.C. Ann. Matt has a guess of Jennifer Aniston. And I think, oh, no, we have a few more. Julie Andrews, John Adams, Jack Armstrong. And the correct answer from John and Addie in East Deer. Now, Jack Armstrong could be the all-American boy from, I think the 40s and the 50s. Or it could be Jackson Armstrong. Probably the fastest talking person in the country who spent some time at 13Q on the radio. An amazing talent. Jane Addams from Nick in New York City. So many guesses coming in. I'm looking to see if Ricky just took a guess. Doesn't look like it. 412-200-5975. Aline, you just got the correct answer. Charlie has a guess of James Arness. as well as Johnny Appleseed. It's not either of those. And Nick in New York City as John Astin. Ralph and Donna, nobody guessed this one yet. Ralph wrote with Joan Armatrading, it's not her. And Marion McCandless guessed John Astin. And that's where we are right now, 412-200-5975. Zach, you just got it with your guess. Jim Axelrod, guessed by Bill. Good morning to you and Martha, Bill. And it's not Jim Axelrod. A great guess. Jim in Crafton Heights. Oh, good guess, Jim. Johnny Angel. It's not Johnny Angel. Oh, Bruce adds a few. Jack Albertson, the actor probably best known for playing opposite Freddie Prinze on Chico and the Man. Jennifer Aniston, James Harness, and Bruce got the correct answer as well. People are also playing along on Facebook. Bob had a guess of Johnny Appleseed. And I think we have one more Facebook guess to pass. Joy Adamson and John Adams. And one other from Kel listening today and playing along on Facebook. Also, hello to Sharon. She's playing on Facebook, too. 412-200-5975. Jim Atkins, not Jim Atkins. That comes from Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania, not James Arthur, singer-songwriter, Yvonne in Ohio, had that as a guess. Jim Abbott or Jim Acosta, guesses Annie. Not those. Victor is in Las Vegas. Victor, you got the correct answer. Well done. We will leave it open for another moment or two. J.A., the initials we're playing with today. Aside from the correct answer, I can't think of any others that have been guessed. Or that haven't been guessed, I should say. But they may be out there, and please share them with us if you care to at 412-200-5975.
Do you have a shirt that you really love? One that you feel so groovy in? You don't even mind if it starts to fray. That only makes it nicer still. I love my shirt. I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt. I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. Do you have some jeans that you really love? Ones that you feel so groovy in? You don't even mind if they start to fade. That only makes them nicer still. I love my jeans. I love my
my jeans are so comfortably lovely. I love my jeans, I love my jeans are so comfortably lovely. When I take them to the cleaners, I can't wait to get them home again. Yes, I take them to the cleaners, I'd rather wash them in a stream. I'd rather wash them in a stream. Know what I mean? Do you have some shoes that you really love? Ones that you feel so flash in? You don't even mind if they start to get some holes in. That only makes them nicer still. I love my shoes, I love my shoes. My shoes are so comfortably lovely. My shoes, I love my shoes. My shoes are so comfortably lovely. I love my shoes, I love my shoes. In fact, I love my wardrobe. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my socks, I love my socks. My socks are so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my hat, I love my hat. My hat is so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my boots, I love my boots. My boots are so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. I love my shirt, my smelly shirt. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. I love my shirt, my smelly shirt. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt. I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably.
That's Donovan here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and we have got such an amazing game of Guess Who going. Just when I think it's time to stop having you guess, some amazing new guesses come in of names we're still adding. Annie just added John Amos. John Amos, a great actor. He perhaps is best known for his role on The Father, as the father, on Good Times. John Amos. Excellent. Angie has Jose Alvarez, baseball pitcher. And Harry, nice to have you with us, Harry, has John Jacob Astor, the business person. Well done. Harry is in Pittsburgh. And Mike has, I think it's Julian Alvarez, is that right? Soccer player from Argentina. We'll have the correct answer coming up this time around. I'm going to check Facebook to see who might be playing there. I think we're up to date with our guesses on Facebook. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. J.A. This morning's initials. Actually, there are a few more on Facebook. See if anybody got it correct. Julie Andrews says Amy. June Allison, that's a new one. That's from Jessica. And always good to hear from Jessica. And Michael. And I would like to say hello, Ralph. And hello, Cora. Hello to you both. A good guess from your mom. 412-200-5975. Annie says John Anderson. It's not John Anderson. And we had John Anderson, the presidential candidate from 1980. I think that Matt is thinking of John Anderson, the singer from the group Yes. So that counts as an individual guess. So quite a few coming in. Did you come up with the correct answer? By the way, I've tried to respond to everybody guessing this morning, but it gets to be hard as we play Guess Who sometimes. So many different guesses coming in. Jill Arrington from Yvonne. I'm going to have to look that up. A sports commentator. Jill Arrington. Would you like a few hints? I know we've got the correct answer in from a few people. So the puzzle is certainly solvable. Our Guess Who answer was born in 1775. And is known for many books that are classics and quite well known and read. Including an unfinished novel called The Watsons. And then two books that combined Sense with Sensibility and Pride with Prejudice. John Adams just guessed by Ross before I gave those clues. Good morning, Ross. It's good to have you here. Jeff Allen was guessed by Charlie. Pride and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility, those should all lead to Jane Austen. Correct answer from Jim. And also Victor in Las Vegas knew Jane Austen. And so did Bruce and Ingram. Zach in Pittsburgh. Aline in Maine. John and Addie in East Deer. Linda in Collier. John in Carrick. Jane Austen and... Tom and Mary and McCandless also just got Jane Austen. That's the Guess Who we had in mind today. Jane Austen, the well-known author whose books include Sense and Sensibility from 1811, Pride and Prejudice, 1813, Lady Susan, and the unfinished novel called The Watsons. congratulations to you if you came up with her. What a great game of Guess Who today. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in just a few moments, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger and you, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, KRDP, Indie Community Radio Phoenix, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, the Audio Now Network, where you can listen by phone at 515-605-9542, and slbradio.org/radio. Justin Roberts at the Saturday Light Brigade, who has been out touring and quite active once again. It's always good to hear from him. What a game of Guess Who that just was. Going to embark on another game together in just a moment.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Our 11 o'clock hour today is going to feature Slim Forsyth, we'll be talking about a benefit that he's involved in, benefiting Little Sisters of the Poor later this month. He'll join us. Also, during our Youth Express Hour between 10 and 11 Eastern, we have an episode from our Remaking Tomorrow podcast with teens discussing personalized and equitable learning, plus some highlights from our work with third, fourth, and fifth graders attending the Woodland Hills Opportunity Camp at Turtle Creek Elementary STEAM Academy. I had a chance to listen to some of the recordings they made during the past several weeks and enjoyed them so much I wanted to share them with you. We have concurrent camps this month bringing radio to kids pretty much of all ages, happening at Pittsburgh Obama, Pittsburgh Arlington, Pittsburgh Langley, also Oliver Citywide Academy, Pittsburgh Public Schools, Woodland Hills, as I just mentioned, plus youth places, and also Camp Fun, Small Seeds Development Initiative coming up soon. That will start next month. And we also are continuing with our Ratcast, where teens are creating programs about community assets in Allegheny County, funded by the Regional Asset District. Now we are going to play a game we affectionately call Linguistic Linkages. Don't let its complicated title draw you away. We are going to be looking, in each case, for the one word that links the two words we give you. For example, if we gave you Italian and cubes, Italian and cubes, the word that links those two, do you know what it is? It's ice, Italian ice and ice cubes. That's the way linguistic linkages works. You can also challenge me with some of your own if you'd like. What word connects finger and brush? And a second puzzle, we're looking for the word that connects sleeping and mark. Sleeping and mark. 412-200-5975. Here's hoping you'll play along with us. 412-200-5975. Good luck.
Ain't had a corn, cold corn, bring along the demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the demijohn. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir. All I need to keep me happy, two little boys to call me pappy.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. By request, Bill in Homer City knew that finger paint and paintbrush, that's the word we were looking for, finger paint and paintbrush. Paint being the link. We do not have the link that connects sleeping and Mark, somewhat surprisingly. What word links sleeping and Mark? 412-200-5975. Charlie also knew the word linking finger and brush is paint. What word links sleeping and Mark? And let's add another one. What word links rush and glass? Rush and glass. And one more. The word linking pine and pie. Pine and pie. There are three there now for you to work on, and here's hoping you'll do so. Share your answers with us, or you can hang on and wait to hear the correct answer. Well, Rush and Glass are connected by hour. Rush hour and hourglass. Ben in Oakland got that correct. We're still looking for the word connecting sleeping and mark, as well as the one that connects pine and pie. And let's add another one for you to try. Oh, I like this one. High and bus. High and bus. So we're connecting those. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Ferris and Jason Romero now. Ferris and Jason Romero, 5 miles from town. The selection from the album Tell 'Em You Were Gold. It's a nice track. Let's see some answers that have come in. Mike and Mars knows that the link between pine and pie is apple, pineapple, apple pie. And Aline in Maine knows that the way to link school, or high, I should say, and bus is school. High school and school bus. And Mike mentions that he's enjoying a karate class free morning with SLB on the Big Cabinet Radio. Behind the kids while dancing and making art. Oh, what a great picture. Thank you for sharing that. Hi, Ralph. Hi, Cora. You've got a huge box of markers there. My goodness. Look at all those markers. And I like what you're making. And I like the fact that you're making it together. It looks nice. Good luck. I hope you make exactly what you want to make this morning. Thanks for sending the picture. Victor out in Las Vegas also knows that the link between high and bus is school. We still don't have the link between sleeping and mark. Any ideas? It might help you if you capitalize the S in sleeping. Try capitalizing the S in sleeping to come up with the link between sleeping and mark. Can you come up with the link between green and tack? Green and tack. And as long as we're celebrating green, how about the link between green and boat? Green and boat. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Busy and a wonderful morning today. We're so glad you are here along with us. And I think we're going to let Hot Rise sneak a little number in.
Now you big light.
Uh-huh.
With Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness gracious, good light. Martha White.
Martha White.
You big bed of biscuits, cakes, and pie. With Martha White, self fried and flour.
That one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, self fried and flour. It's got Hot Rise. And pies with Martha White, silk fried and flour.
That one all purpose flour.
Martha White, silk fried and flour. It's got Hot Rise.
Martha, my dear, though I spend my days in conversation, please. Remember me, Martha, my love. Don't forget me, Martha, my dear. Hold your head up, you silly girl. Look what you've done. When you find yourself in the thick of it, help yourself to a bit of what is all around you. Silly girl, take a good look around you. Take a good look around to see that you and me were meant to be with each other. Silly girl.
Madeline Peru at the Saturday Light Brigade. Well, we asked you to link sleeping and beauty, and maybe capitalizing the S as a hint helped. Victor got it. And Ruth also got it. Ruth was able to also link green and tack. Mike got sleeping beauty and beauty mark. We asked you to link sleep and mark, is what I meant to say. Sleeping beauty and beauty mark. And the link between green and tack is thumb, green thumb, and thumbtack. We still have another one out. It's the link between green and boat. And how about this? What comes between sea and dust? What word can link sea, S-E-E, and dust? We'll leave those open for just a few more minutes. A quick note, I hope you'll join us for the Solar Concert Series. We're pleased to collaborate with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place for the 2022 Solar Concert Series. We had a great time last week with Liz McBride. Join us at Buell Community Park on Pittsburgh's North Side on July 21st, this Thursday at 12:15, as we present Alyssa Hanke. The Solar Concert Series is a collaboration with Nova Place Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab, as well as SLB, and is powered by Zero Fossil. Charlie just sent us a few. The word between movie and truck, trailer, movie trailer and trailer, truck. And he also gave the word between dining and mark, dining hall and hallmark. The word that links green and boat is house, greenhouse, and houseboat. And did you get the word linking sea and dust? That may be the hardest of the ones we gave. Mike and Mars got it. Saw, seesaw, and sawdust. And Christopher from Monroeville had star, as in star, dust, and sea star. I think that's Chris's guess. And Mike also had dust, as in sea, saw, and sawdust. Or he had saw, seesaw, and sawdust. Thanks for playing. We'll play Linguistic Linkages again sometime soon. Coming up, our Youth Express Hour. Stick around. There's some great stuff that you won't hear. Well, you won't hear anything here anywhere else, too. But you'll hear voices of youth with original thoughts well presented coming up. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations, smart speakers, and streaming services everywhere, including our own slbradio.org/radio. That is a group called the Small Glories here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that's a pretty song, isn't it? It's called Long, Long Moon. I've tried to catch up with a lot of Facebook messages and emails. Lots of participation this morning. Thank you for playing along today. I hope you'll consider letting folks know that we're here Saturday mornings. If you know folks that you think would like listening to SLB, let them know. It's so easy to listen online. You can use apps like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden. Makes it extremely easy to listen. And you can play along however you would like to, too. Here's hoping you'll consider doing so. It'll be our pleasure to have you invite some folks to join us.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work.